This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, we've all kept rather busy this winter tracking the seemingly never-ending snowfall. And with nobody's friend the polar vortex hanging around us all winter, nothing's melted. So there's a sizable snowpack just waiting for the spring melt. And now we've got even more on the way. What are forecasters predicting in terms of river and road flooding this spring? We're joined now by Jim Masko. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and he's based in Grand Rapids, where there's how much of a snowpack right now?
Well, we're sitting between 12 and 18 inches still.
And what do you think that would translate into liquid water?
Well, we have about 3 to 5 inches of liquid water in that snowpack still. So that's the equivalent of one of the two big rainfall events we had last April when we had the week of pretty big flooding here last spring.
Yeah, that's pretty sizable. And then here we are about to add to that snowpack. What can you tell us about this incoming storm as far as who's going to get hit hardest and when we might expect it and how much?
Yeah, the snow should start later this evening, and really what we're looking at is the folks that are closest to the Indiana border and then over from, say, Lansing down towards Detroit seem to have the best shot for, say, about 6 to 9 inches of snow. And as you move towards the Grand Rapids to, say, Muskegon area, we're looking at maybe 3 to 5 inches. And this is going to be that heavier wet snow variety because the storm system is coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. So it'll be a little bit more water content in our snow, which is going to potentially further complicate the flooding problem later this spring.
Ooh, boy. And then also, are we going to see winds? Because that's always a problem on the highways when we get that blowing and drifting.
This, with the wetter nature of this snow, you'll have visibilities reduced when it comes to driving, but the drifting and blowing across the roads is not really expected with this storm.
Well, I just want you to know everybody around here just did that gag me sign when you told us we're going to see up to 10 inches possible here in this southeast Michigan corner. But here it is. We've got it. We've got to deal with it. And you know, looking to when inevitably spring comes and this stuff melts, let's start with road flooding and talk about that. Can the drainage systems handle all the snow that's going to melt?
Well, the issue with the drainage systems right now is that there are still a lot of locations where the snow piles along the roads are blocking the drainage system. So the water is having a little bit of a difficult time in working its way down into the drainage. So we're getting a little bit of road flooding and standing water on roads because of that. But this type of amount of rain, as long as we don't add significant amount of rain to it, the type of water that will melt this spring should be managed pretty well by most drainage systems across the state.
All right, let's talk about river flooding. And as you say, the Grand River certainly served up some unpleasant moments for Grand Rapids residents. Last April was at a record-breaking crest of 21.85 feet. So could that happen again this year?
We certainly are primed for a pretty active river flooding season this year. And part of that is that amount of water that we still have in the snow that has yet to melt. But the other part, too, is that we have a lot of ice on the river still, which this time of year is very, very unusual for us. And though we've had a little bit of that go away in the last couple days, the ice is kind of the wild card for us because if it breaks off pretty quickly, it could jam up along bridges and turns in the rivers and create what we call an ice jam, or essentially a dam on the river that could cause river flooding pretty quickly. And then as we go further into spring, the longer that ice and snow remains, if we add rain and quite a bit of rain on top of that, we could see some pretty significant flooding along the lines of potentially what we saw last year.
And what about southeast Michigan when you think we've got the Huron, the Raisin, Mill Creek and Dexter, we've got the Clinton, River Rouge? So what do you think spring might do along these rivers?
Pretty much the same thing. We're looking at a pretty wide snowpack with a lot of water on the ground for all of Michigan this year, including the Upper Peninsula. So, the southeast corner of the state is under the threat for river flooding, just like the southwest corner this year.
We've got, just thinking about this week, Jim, this weather is just, we had 50s yesterday, then we're going down way cold tomorrow, then we're back up again in the 30s and 40s by the end of the week. Does that do anything to make this all worse?
Well, actually, the fact that we're getting quite a bit of sunshine right now, our temperatures aren't terribly warm, where they're generally below 50, and then we're falling below freezing at night most nights. So that is actually helping us to slowly melt the snow a little bit. So if we can continue this pattern for a couple more weeks and slowly melt away the snow, we will add to our rivers, but we'll actually reduce the risk a little bit of river flooding if the melt continues slowly.
Is there anything individuals can do to prepare themselves or to help this minimize this flooding?
Really, it's just the number one thing is to be prepared and have a plan of action, and basically pay attention to the local news, your local radio station, the National Weather Service for updated information on the potential for flooding, and also to pay attention to what the weather's doing. If we have a prolonged period of temperatures above 50 degrees, 2 or 3, 4 days in a row, we get a lot of rainfall, and you live near a river, that's really kind of the ingredients we're looking at this year for flooding. So have that awareness of the weather. Be prepared to move things to higher ground. And then, of course, be ready to get out of your home if you live in a vulnerable place before the flooding occurs.
It also strikes me that it wouldn't be a bad idea to get out there with your shovel and make sure that your storm drain cover is nice and clear so it can do its job.
Yeah, anything folks can do to help the drainage system become clear is a help to drain that water the way it's designed to.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jim Masco, we will not hold you responsible for what's coming around the corner overnight into tomorrow, but we will certainly hope for repeats of yesterday's 50 degrees because everybody was in a much better mood.
Most definitely, and then we're hoping everyone has a nice flood-free spring.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.